This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden declared Tuesday he is sticking to his August 31st deadline for completing a risky airlift of Americans, endangered Afghans, and others seeking to escape Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. The decision defies allied leaders who want to give the evacuation more time and opens Biden to criticism that he caved to Taliban deadline demands. He said the Taliban are cooperating and security is holding despite a number of violent incidents. The president said it's a tenuous situation, adding, quote, "We run a serious risk of breaking down as time goes on," end quote. The World Food Program needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus had left about 20 million people in need of support. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesperson said Tuesday it expects foreign evacuations from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay to help rebuild their country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases of the so-called Havana syndrome in Hanoi, administration officials said. The investigation was in its early stages, and officials deemed it safe for Harris to make her scheduled stop in Vietnam, which is part of her trip across Asia, meant to reassure allies about American foreign policy amid the tumultuous evacuation of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The Havana syndrome is the name for a rash of mysterious health incidents first reported by American diplomats and other government employees in the Cuba capital beginning in 2016. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Tuesday the United States could get COVID-19 under control by early next year if vaccinations ramp up. He said in multiple television interviews and a White House press conference that full Food and Drug Administration approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine paves the way for more people to get inoculated, with potential approval for Moderna in the coming weeks and the authorization for younger children by the fall. U.S. officials during the Tuesday press briefing also urged private employers and more state and local governments to require staff to get vaccinated in a bid to drive up vaccination rates. A few weeks into the new school year, growing numbers of U.S. districts have halted in-person learning or switch to hybrid models because of rapidly mounting coronavirus infections. More than 80 school districts or charter networks have closed or delayed in-person classes for at least one entire school in more than a dozen states. Others have sent home whole grade levels or asked half their students to stay home on hybrid schedules. Malaysia's new prime minister and the opposition pledged Wednesday to find common ground to tackle a coronavirus outbreak and boost the economy, seeking to ease long-running political turbulence. Ismail Sabri Yaakob was inaugurated over the weekend following the resignation of his predecessor after a tumultuous 17 months in office. The country's fourth premier in as many years faces the daunting task of uniting bickering politicians and reining in the country's worst COVID-19 wave yet. Wednesday, he held discussions with opposition leaders as they seek to put aside their differences, at least while the pandemic is raging. Operators of Japan's stricken Fukushima nuclear plant unveiled plans Wednesday to construct an undersea tunnel to release more than 1 million tons of treated water from the site into the ocean. Plans for the 1 kilometer tunnel were announced after the Japanese government decided in April to release the accumulated water in 2 years' time. Ministers say the release is safe because the water will have been processed to remove almost all radioactive elements and will be diluted, but fishing communities fear releasing the water will undermine years of work to restore confidence in their seafood. Russia's central region battled extreme wildfires Wednesday, fueled by an unusual heat wave. It comes after forest fires linked to climate change ravaged Siberia for most of the summer. Authorities were fighting 15 wildfires in the Urals region of Sverdlovsk, the emergencies ministry said. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.